Welcome to the Michigan Business Network. You're listening to Deborah Levin-Trosser. I am your hostess for the next 7 minutes of airtime, where we talk about lean principles here on The Leaning Edge. Lean principles and those principles related to them. And on the line with us now, we are fortunate to have with us Mr. Jeff Downs. Jeff is the practice leader of the Four Disciplines of Execution, and he is also part of the Franklin Covey organization. So, Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Deborah. Great hearing your voice.
So, Jeff, you are going to be a keynote speaker at the Michigan Lean Consortium Annual Conference this year in Traverse City, Michigan in August of 2017, and you will be talking about this very topic, will you not?
Yes, I will. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Traverse City, but I hear it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're not going to want to leave, let me tell you. You know, your keynote speech is going to be about this topic. So let's pretend this is sort of like the movie trailer, you know, where we give people a preview of what it is you're going to be talking about during that keynote speech. So tell us a little bit about these four disciplines of execution.
Well, you bet. One of the, as you look at, and by the way, the four disciplines of execution are based on four principles, which are focus, leverage, engagement, and accountability. You know, it's one of the reasons why they work so well with lean and lean principles. And it's one of the things I'm really excited to talk about is the weaving of these two things, the four disciplines of execution along with lean. But let me just quickly, each discipline, let me outline what its title is and a little bit about what it does. Does that work, Deborah?
That'd be great. I think our listeners would love to hear that.
Okay, great. So discipline one is focus on the wildly important. Now, it's a trite phrase, and everyone out there is going to say, yeah, thanks, tell me something I didn't know. But when we talk about focus on the wildly important, really what we're looking for is a wildly important gap, something that you haven't been able to close as maybe an organization or a team, and therefore you're looking at this thing a little bit differently and saying, this is a gap that we want to close, and we want to do it with a majority of people. One of the things that the four disciplines does very well is get a lot of people rowing in the same directions. And mm-hmm. So discipline number one sets that up and says, focus on the wildly important.
So is that sort of like prioritize? So you have like all these things that you could be focusing on, right? Your to-do list has got 50 things on it, but you can't possibly focus on all 50 things. So you have to sort of pick either the one that's going to have the biggest bang for the buck, or the one that's most important to the customer, or the one that's going to have the most transformative change, however you decide, you know, what that characteristic is, and then work on that together. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, can I just use the language that you had, and can I put that in the next book, because that was perfect?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to discuss that over a beer.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, because when you talk about the biggest bang for the buck or transformative change, often that's the language that we use within the four disciplines of execution. Is the first discipline of focusing on the wildly important is looking at it and saying, what can be something that's transformative for our team or for our organization that mm-hmm. then allows the team or the individual on the team to prioritize in such a way that they're doing the thing that's going to bring the biggest and most significant impact?
Got it. Okay. And the second discipline.
So second discipline is an interesting one because it's act on lead measures. Now, this one's a little bit different in the sense that a lot of people know and understand a goal and will set a goal and, focusing on the wildly important and setting a wildly important goal. But acting on lead measures, this is where execution really gets good, because a lead measure is a predictive, influenceable activity that gets me or gives me leverage against my wildly important goal.
Mm-hmm.
So think of weight loss for just a second. Everyone's favorite New Year's resolution.
Okay. Are you trying to tell me something, Jeff?
No, not at all.
Actually, I just lost 20 pounds, so I'm with you on this. Go for it.
Oh, wow. So you think about that, losing 20 pounds. Anyone that's lost 20 pounds, that is significant. And when you have that as a wildly important goal, the lead measures for losing weight is our diet and exercise. You know, calories in, calories out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of different ways to do that, but the lead measures are just that. And the, what sets the four disciplines apart, or discipline number two apart, is that I'm actually measuring it. You know, I've mm-hmm. got my Fitbit tracker on, or mm-hmm. I've got the number of calories that I'm recording in MyFitnessPal or whatever other application that you use. That's where you really get good with lead measures. And that applies in businesses across the mm-hmm. globe.
Okay,
lead
and what when what get,
and they help.
What gets measured gets managed. So obviously if you're measuring it, then you're keeping track of it. In the last couple seconds we have, it sounds like leverage and accountability are the last two.
Yeah, so we've got discipline three, which is to keep a compelling scoreboard. I'll tell you, you want to engage a team, have a scoreboard, and discipline four is all about a cadence of accountability, keeping a cadence of accountability. And that cadence of accountability is a weekly 20-minute meeting where everyone reports what they're going to do in the next week, what they did, and updates the scoreboard.
Now, couldn't,
that's the four
disciplines
in a nutshell.
Couldn't you combine two and three to make room for another one that's maybe like a little bit more different? So if you act on lead measures and show them on a scoreboard, then had you ever thought about, you know, combining those, and then that way you could have a fourth one that might be a little bit different?
Actually, in discipline three, keeping a compelling scoreboard, it on the scoreboard itself, we want teams to track the lead and the lag measure.
Mm-hmm.
And then discipline mm-hmm. four is different in the sense that you won't necessarily show your commitments on the scoreboard, but they're each individual commitments on discipline number four.
Got
that
it.
Each person is keeping and reporting on whether or not they did them.
Sorry, so, I may have said it wrong. I meant combine two and three, because if you act on lead measures and then you have your scoreboard, we can talk about it over that beer. And I might let you steal that for your next book. So, Jeff Downs,
all right, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And Jeff's the practice leader of the Four Disciplines of Execution, also part of the Franklin Covey organization. Can't wait to hear your words of wisdom at the Michigan Lean Consortium Annual Conference. For now, Deborah Leventrasser signing off. Stay lean, Michigan. You're listening to the Michigan Business Network.
My soul makes conversation with every snowflake.